Hello, and welcome to EmacsConf 2023. My name is Musa Al-Hassi, and I will be talking about REPL-driven development. I like programming languages so much, I want to use them all over the place. I got a PhD in the topic. So let's just dive in. This is a lightning talk, so the details will be available in the repository. Links to longer videos and GIFs for those who are interested. So the wonderful thing about Emacs is that you can execute Lisp anywhere. So for example, I can go to this piece of Lisp, press Control X, Control E, and get a little pop-up, right? So here I pressed Control X, Control E, and this is what it ran. And what this package gives you is the same ability for any language of your choosing. So for example, here is some Java, and I bound it to Control X, Control J. So I say Control X, Control J. And this runs some code, and over here I get a little pop-up. Okay. So the wonderful thing about being able to run code from anywhere is that you can keep it in normal text files or any kind of file you like. So for example, we can have hyperlinks, as it were, like this one. Control X, Control E, and now we can see this down here, learn about it. But being able to run other languages besides Emacs let's us do some interesting things. For example, in the middle of a JavaScript program, you might write a line like this, Control X, Control N, right? And that says down here, JavaScript eval in the mode line. And so this just, you know, checks that some endpoint is working as intended. So you don't need to use an external tool to check endpoints. You can just use Emacs in your favorite language. Right? You can keep your spirits up. So Control X, Control A runs AppleScript eval.
You can do it, buddy.
Yeah, so maybe you heard that in the background. Okay. All right, so the cool thing is your code immediately takes form. Right away you see it doing things, you know, altering your environment. So for example, this is JavaScript, and JavaScript here is going to change Emacs for us. So Control X, Control N. Right? And you can see down here, JavaScript eval was invoked. All right, it returned true. And this line of JavaScript altered our Emacs. So that's really nice. All right, so you don't need to use just Emacs Lisp if you like. You can use other systems. So as you saw, the output is shown in overlays. So here's, for example, Control X, Control P to run some Python code. Notice it blinked in red because I thought red was nice. You can configure as you like. And if you hover over it, you can see the solution there, and you can see it in a variety of familiar ways if you use Control X, Control E regularly. Right. You can insert the results, you can find documentation about them. Right. So the idea here is that you have this familiar Lisp workflow, you know, with Control X, Control E, and this package ports it over to your favorite language, L. Right, so you can eval things, you can insert them, do as you like. I think that's really neat. So this package allows you to do REPL-driven development in that you can grow your program. You don't need to restart it. You can see changes live. All right. So here's, for example, this is in a Java runtime. You can see some balls bouncing around. I don't really know which one is the second one, but let's increase its size. Control X, Control J, and this one increased in size. And you can see down here I pressed Control X, Control J. All right. Let's change the color to blue. Control X, Control J, its color is blue. All right, so all these changes are happening live. Three balls isn't really a ball pit. Let's go to 50 balls. There you go. All right. So it's nice that you can do this without leaving your environment, without building. You can rapidly modify and see. So I think that's nice. Unfortunately, I'm at the halfway point, so I won't be able to work through some of these nice problems, but you can see the videos or GIFs on the associated repo. Likewise for this one. This one would have been a lot of fun, but unfortunately we're running short on time. Apologies. So the neat thing here is this package tries to bring the feeling of Lisp to other languages. So The idea of a REPL or a read eval print loop is RMPR data interchange protocols. And unfortunately, not every language has those, but this package kind of encourages us to implement them if we don't have them. So let me show you an example. What do I mean here? So here, this is a Java file. I've loaded this definition in. You know, we can press Control X, Control J, and you see it's a list of person. I didn't give this a name, so its name is $59. If I hover over it, we can see the definition again, right? So it's a person called Hamid, age 5, another person called Jafar, age 6, right? But this pretty printing is nice for me as a human, but I can't execute this. This isn't valid Java. So I could do Control U, Control X, Control J, right? If I have the help of a read protocol inserted. Control X, Control J, there it is. All right, so look, it gives me a new person with the construction, everything. And now this I can work with. This Java can work with this. All right, so this can be quite useful for regression testing or just, you know, to find out what your method spits out. So we can do the same thing. Here's a bigger example. Trying to see it in the overlay is a bit cramped. We can say Control U, Control X, Control J, all right? And now we have executable code. Okay, this is neat. If you want to do something with it, I'm not really interested. I have 4 new persons. If I really want to look at this, I can say meta x java eval navigate output. And now I see my output as this hierarchical tree. I can go down, I can see what's inside these, right? What's the type of this thing? What's in there, right? So that's nice, right? So the idea is that we're not limited to just textual output, right? We can render output, you know, thanks to the power of Emacs, in any way we want, right? In a browser, in a LaTeX file, in an org mode, however we really desire. And if our language doesn't have an easy protocol, right? So what I did for Java in particular was, you take a blob and you use some parsing expression grammars, or if you're, you know, really want a regular expression pattern matching, and you get some property list out, and then you construct an executable expression out of that, like this new person, right? So it's nice that you can do these kind of things, and that this software encourages you to do them. So one use case I actually use besides learning things is oopsies, showing you metadata you shouldn't be looking at. Don't look at my metadata. Sorry about that. So one place I actually use this, besides learning and trying new libraries and APIs and stuff like that is, for example, when I interviewed for jobs last year, changing jobs, I would share my screen, and if I had, if the interviewer gave me some inputs and outputs to play with, I could, you know, do essentially some sort of test-driven development and, you know, constantly evaluate things right in front of the interviewer. For some design questions, rather than sketching out my ideas in a Google Doc, I would share my screen and be like, hey, you know, here's actual executable code, you know, and we can stub some things out and have some types. And the idea is we can still check things and run them right there and then, which I thought was quite nice, and it helps to clarify your thought process, I guess. Anyhow, so that's my time. I hope you've enjoyed this little package. And again, sorry for the rush. It's a lightning talk. Feel free to find everything on the associated repo, and have a wonderful Saturday, a wonderful December Saturday. Take care. Bye-bye, everyone.